At this time, I'll recognize Councilor Lipoff, who lead us in the pledge as a birthday present. It's his 50th birthday this Thursday. So I was trying to get a way to work that in, but figured by doing the pledge that could be a gift. So he will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, folks, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council, the first regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council. I notice my notes still say Alderman, but that's okay. I'll give the clerk a pass. Before we get started this evening, on a serious note, I apologize if I could have everyone please stand. I did want to do a moment of silence for Sally Smith. Worked in the Election Commission and the Election Commission office for a number of years, very helpful to many people here with regard to all of their election needs. Worked here for a number of years. Also the mother of retirement Director Kelly Byrne and DPW Representative Mara LaFosse. So I'd like to have a moment of silence if we could for them. Thank you very much. Okay, on your desks this evening, folks, are the Mass Municipal Association annual meeting registration forms. If you are planning on going to the 2016 Mass Municipal Association annual meeting on the 22nd and 23rd of January and you have not contacted David to register, please complete the form that's on your desk and give it to David as soon as possible, okay? I also did just, Alderman, Councilor Sangiolo did let me know that before everyone leaves, someone left a coat in room 211. So if you're looking for your coat, it's in there. And please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. At the end of first call, I will also recognize Councilor Baker for an announcement that he has about Councilor at Work. And with all that being said, I will now start with our first call of reports, and I'll recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Laredo.
Mr. President, there is no report this evening. I do note that we had a meeting scheduled for tomorrow night. That meeting has been canceled. We are meeting on January 12th, and we have a pretty heavy docket that night. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Councilor Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report tonight, but I did want to make a brief announcement.
Please go ahead.
On January 11th, at the next regularly scheduled Zoning and Plan meeting at 7:45 in room 205, we are going to have a roundtable discussion, and all of the city councilors are invited to attend. As I think everyone here knows, the city hired RKG Associates and Sasaki Associates to help study and develop a housing strategy for the city. They have a draft report that they're going to release in February, and they'd like to present to us their findings and recommendations thus far. So I do invite you to attend, and that's next Monday night at 7:45.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Councilor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I have a suspension of the rules for with an item with no written report?
The chairman is requesting a suspension of the rules to report out a couple of items, I believe, or one item that was taken up earlier this evening without a formal written report. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chair.
With it, docket item 331-15, appointment of the Human Rights Commission by His Honor the Mayor, Nicola Curtin, 236 Bellevue Street, Newton, appointed as a member of the Human Rights Commission for a term to expire March 15th, 2017, and that was approved 8-0. With it, there is no Programs and Services Committee meeting this week. It was canceled.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Councilor Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Thank you, Councilor. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Councilor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules so that I can report out an item that was discussed at a meeting earlier this evening for which there is no report.
The chair is requesting a suspension of the rules to report out items that were discussed earlier this evening with no formal report. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
Thank you. There are two items. They are both appointments to the Energy Commission by the President of the City Council. The first is item 354-15, Michael Gavelber of 166 Melrose Street in Auburndale, reappointed to fill the remaining term of John Bliss, which expires on December 31st, 2017. The next is 353-15, which is James Purdy, 943 Chestnut Street, Newton Upper Falls, reappointed for a term to expire on December 17, 2018. Both of these items were approved 5-0. In addition, I have a public hearing to be assigned.
Please go ahead.
Item number 11-16. Is a public hearing to be assigned for January 20th, 2016. National Grid petition for grant of location for a gas main in Cherry Street. 1,250 feet of 8-inch gas main from an existing main at River Street. And then I would like also to announce that our public facilities meeting originally scheduled for this Wednesday evening has been canceled.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair. And next I have the Finance Committee chaired by Councilor Gentile.
No report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And lastly, Committee on Real Property Reuse, Councilor Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you very much. Okay, are there any other items before the board on the council on first call this evening? Seeing none, before I call the roll, I'm going to recognize Councilor Baker.
Just a point of information. The clerk, Mr. Olson, and I are trying to work out with the new TV your opportunity to appear on what is now going to be called Counselors at Work. So please stay tuned, as it were, and we'll try and figure out a schedule that works for you to try and get these done and on the air as soon as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. Okay, is there any other item or items before the council this evening? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the reports docket and our referral docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Auchincloss. Excuse me, City Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Baker.
Aye.
Councilor Blazer.
Aye.
Councilor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councilor Cody.
Aye.
Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Fuller.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile. Councilor Harney.
Aye.
Councilor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councilor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Laredo.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Norton.
Aye.
Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councilor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councilor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas.
Okay, before I recognize Councilor Lipoff, as a reminder, it was said a couple times, there are no committee meetings scheduled for tomorrow evening. Those will be next regularly scheduled meeting will be of the board of, excuse me, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the council will be Tuesday, January 19th. In observance, the Monday is Martin Luther King Day, so we'll be meeting on Tuesday the 19th, and our next regularly scheduled meetings of public facilities, public safety and transportation, and programs and services will be Wednesday the 20th. Okay? Are there any other questions or any other items before the council this evening? Seeing none, I'll recognize Councilor Lipoff. There is a motion to adjourn and start the second half of his century. All those in favor of adjournment will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 7:56 p.m.